broadcasting 24 hours a day from Leeds University Union.
The sound
of students in Leeds.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
This is the RPM Album Review Show with Beth.
And Adam, and filling in for Izzy.
Yes, no Izzy this week. But this is I'm a Girl from Peace.
Coming up on the show tonight, we have album reviews with Peace, Codaline and Mark Ronson, so stick around. It's going to be a good one. So, this is the Album Review Show. I am Adam.
And I am Beth.
And I am filling in for Izzy today because she's doing a play, is it right?
Yes, that's right. Good luck with that, Izzy.
Yeah, good luck with that if you're listening back to this on the podcast. What have we got coming up on the show today?
We have, as you're listening to in the background, we've got a bit of Peace, which is all with you, Adam, since you're a big fan.
Yeah, I'll be talking about that as I went to their gig the other week. And we've also got an interview with Peace coming up shortly.
And we've got a bit of Codaline, which is their album released on Monday, which is, well, good and bad. You'll hear much more about that later.
We've also got the debatable Mark Ronson's album, Uptown Special, which I've been talking to everyone in the office, and you get half and half. You get everyone's like, yeah, it's pretty cool. And then there's people who are just sick and tired of listening to Uptown Funk. And we might play it. We might not. Depends. I'm looking at Beth already. She's like, oh, she's shaking it. Oh. Is she shaking her head or is she nodding her head? Finding out. That's one of the teasers of the show because we're that exciting, basically. I'm going to play a few tracks from Peace on to start with. And the album only came out on Monday, but it's really, really, really good. The track I'm playing in the background right now that you've already heard is I'm a Girl. It's the fifth single off the album. And I think they're about to release a sixth one, which I'm going to be playing later on. But if they're releasing six, just listening through the album, even though all the songs, they're all quite diverse at the same time. None of them are very similar. They've taken this Bee Gees, like, funky falsetto vibe on. I mean, how much have you had a chance to really listen to Peace?
I've listened through to the album a couple of times. Have they had any before?
They've had one album before.
Yeah, okay.
So this is a
That
second.
Is my research, people. no, I love it. I didn't expect to love it too much. I thought it was going to be all right, but no, the last track on the album was my favourite. I can't remember the name of it, but it's my favourite.
It was, yeah, well, the when I got to see them live, they at Brunel Social Club the other week, they did half old stuff and half new stuff. So there was a lot of new showcasing as well as new singles. And instantly it just grabbed my attention. And that's what I'm going to be doing. Instead of playing some of the singles, I'm going to be playing some of the album tracks. My mate actually bought it on vinyl, so haven't had the chance yet to listen to it on vinyl like some hipster kid. Well, no, you're a vinyl kid, aren't you?
I am a little bit, but I haven't got this on vinyl. Maybe one day.
Yeah, maybe after this show, you'll want to get it,
exactly.
And it'll be good.
And hopefully we'll persuade all of you lovely people, and if we have, let us know at ThisIsLSR on Twitter, and
get onto
your
the
opinion.
Twitter social network.
We haven't tweeted yet, but we're going to get on that.
No, but it's absolutely good. The next track we're going to play to see if you actually like it is the opening track off the album. The album is actually called Happy People. I haven't had a chance to mention that yet. But this track is called OU, and they played it live. And that's why I instantly remembered it. And it's one that's just so catchy. But here it is. Enjoy.
Less of me in me and more of
This next track is called Perfect Skin.
It's Leeds Student Radio.
So what do you think of the album so far?
I am a big fan of the album so far.
It's funky, it's groovy, and it's catchy. And that's what I particularly like about this one. I mean, it's like the first one, but it sounds like it's got better production. I was just really surprised because most people have the classic second album, like, blues.
Like Codaline.
Like Codaline, which is topical. Stay tuned if you want to listen to us talk about Codaline. But it is turning out to be, and I've only given it like a few listens because it only came out on Monday. And if you just joined us in, we are talking about Peace's new album, Happy People. And very shortly, I'm going to be playing the interview that I had with them a few weeks ago at the Rundell Social Club when they came and they played a killer set of old and new music. And shout out to Carnabelles who supported. That was a plus to the whole thing. They are Leeds' introducing band at the moment. But no, I'm glad that you're liking it. I mean, it's a good way to kick off the show with we've got plenty. Well, I say plenty more. We've actually only got one more after this because we've got to move on to Codaline, which is boring as hell.
No, it isn't. I'm a fan.
I mean, as a guest, for anyone who's a regular listener wondering where Izzy is. She will be back.
Just not today.
Unless if you want to pretend that I'm Izzy and my balls have dropped. Like...
Izzy will be fine with that.
There we go. No, I think the best way to do it, I mean, the best way to talk about the album is when I went to interview them, and they had lots of stories. I'm only going to play half of the full interview, which is part one. They had interesting stories about how they want to be the first band to ever play like on the moon.
Oh.
And other quotes like they want to be the best... in the top 25 bands of the last 5 years, and I was just like, what goals? They're just aiming high there.
That's fair enough.
Aiming
Why
high.
Why not?
Well, with this album, I think they'll definitely be sticking around for a little bit more, but let's just play the interview, and here it is.
This is an exclusive interview from Leeds Student Radio.
This is Adam Winch-Finesse from Leeds Student Radio, and I'm here with Peace. If you'd like to just introduce yourselves of who I've got on the sofa at the moment.
I'm Dominic.
I'm Harry.
How are you guys doing today? You all right?
Really well.
Very well, thank you.
That's one of the good days.
Yeah, so you guys have come to the Brudenell Social Club, and as I just found out, it's your first time here.
It is.
What do you make of it so far, as you just had a quick look inside?
It's cool.
This is my type of place.
Absolutely, yeah.
I really like it. I think the venue seems to be a nice shape.
Yeah.
Nice size.
Yeah. Seems to appeal to all ages as well, which is
I can remember the Cribs banging on about this place in an interview once.
So far on your tour, how's it been going?
Very well, yeah.
I think someone said it was electric, someone said it was wild, some people have said life-changing. That was Doug. really good, actually. Really good. It's been a while since we've played venues this size, and I think it's good to get back and, you know.
Do you prefer this size compared to, like, bigger places like festivals, or...?
It's too different.
Yeah, I don't know if there is a preference. It's just kind of... they're almost... You almost can't compare them, really. I don't know.
You're just about to release your new album, Happy People, in a few weeks' time, on the 9th of February, and I've given all the new singles a listen, and I really, really enjoy it. It's a sound that's developed from your first album. What kind of influences did you take to kind of push forward onto this new album?
I think it was a natural thing.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like you've gone out there and, like, some bands try really hard to, like, develop the throne of synth or something like that. It sounds like you guys have just literally just, like, gone in there and maybe, like...
I think we're just better at being a band than the first record, or different a bit. You know, we kind of... The first record, we weren't actually, like... We didn't know how to be a band, like, on a big scale. We were just doing what we wanted, and then this time it was like, oh, we've played a festival now, we've released a record... I think we're just a bit more of a bandy band.
Like, what sort of response has it had on the tour so far?
The new songs go down as well as the old ones.
Mm.
Obviously, there's, like, the songs like OU, which like people have never heard before. It takes people to the second chorus to kind of be like, oh, well, the voices are quite singable.
It's probably been pretty good that you've had the singles out, like, so far, so people get an idea what it's all going to be. They're not like, whoa, what's that in the middle of that song?
But I'm
looking forward to it very much, listening to the whole thing. Oh, I think it was about 3 years ago, you supported Mystery Jets, and I'm from Cambridge, and I saw you at the Junction.
Yeah.
The whole set caught me. I mean, you were, I think the song that I remember going back, because you just released Follow Baby,
yeah,
I think. Right. Something you've done on this tour is you've got a different band from each city to support. How important do you think it is to you to support, like, up-and-coming music? Because you've done, compared to just getting a band that might have been just had loads of press and has just got them to support, you've actually gone out and specifically got other ones. What does it mean to you to try and help, like, the music scene like that?
It's kind of giving the opportunity to... We had a few opportunities to do stuff like that with... We did it with Tame Impala around with the Vaccines, didn't we?
Yeah.
Where they said to the promoter, just get someone local to play who you think's going to be good. So we'd done that sort of twice. And I think more bands need to do it, because that was really for us in Birmingham. That was the point where we started getting an actual fan base. Mm. So to be able to do it in every city is, like, it was really important for us, because we were always one of those bands who were coming, been playing around the same city sort of for a while. But you need an opportunity to get onto a show with a band that's had more coverage and stuff. So it's kind of, it's just us kind of helping ourselves out a few years ago, you know what I mean? It's that vibe, it's just giving something back.
What advice would you give bands who are starting up in the gigging circuit?
Gig.
Yeah, just do
gig.
Gig.
I can remember when we were starting up gigging alongside sort of friends' bands, and a lot of people we were around at the same time would be way more picky. They'd be like, no, I'm gonna hold off and wait till we can do a showcase in London where we just play anywhere.
Let's wait till we've recorded an album.
Yeah, let's wait till we've got a single recorded and launched with a social media launch.
Yeah, so, yeah. We knew that. As far as we were concerned, whether it was ignorant or not, all we knew what to do was play gigs as much as often in as many places as possible.
Yeah,
so,
just kept doing it. Well, we were a bit deluded. We kind of thought we were the best band in the world.
From gig one,
I think everyone deep down thinks.
So I mean, I think as long as you do that, it'll be fun. Just you got to believe in yourself, even when you don't. Like, I didn't believe in myself as a frontman. I'd be like shit scared, but then at the same time, when we were playing together, I was like, this is better than anything I've ever heard before. Even when it was shit, even when we were just like playing shit, and when I was making up lyrics on the spot.
So all the songs on the first album, are they all similar to the ones like when you started writing, or did they change over a period of time?
There was a couple that did change. There was a bit of a journey with at least one of them. A Bloodshake, for example, wasn't always the way it was.
It's called Bloodshake Wraith. Mm. Bloodshake and Wraith were two songs that we had. And then the rest of it was all hypothetical until we actually started recording, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think Black Dog went to a record deal.
Black Dog went to the studio. It was only kind of moments before we were like, shit, that's...
Yeah, there was a lot of lies told on our behalf about how many songs we had and how good they were. And then the record label gave us the opportunity to record the songs that didn't really exist properly, based on us bigging them up. We kind of got away from
winged it.
We really winged it. I can remember writing lyrics in the vocal booth for the first record. Like all the verses for High in the Sun and stuff, I was like writing those in the vocal booth. Like,
that's brilliant.
Jim would be like, he'd be like, right, do you want to do the vocals now? And I'd be like sat there with my notepad just like, oh, can we do them in half an hour? Totally bullshitted everyone around us recording the first record.
This is an exclusive interview from Leeds Student Radio.
So there we have it. We have the interview with Peace, and they were fun guys. I mean, like I said, if you're just tuning in now, you're listening to the album review show, and it's me, Adam.
And me, Beth.
Yeah, and I'm filling in for Izzy, who's gone.
She's left. She's run away.
She's gone. It's her own fault. I can say whatever I want at the moment. So far, we've had really good opinions about the album. I've only got one more track to play in it, which is the fourth single of the album, which is World Pleasure. And it's actually, just to fill up a little bit more of the time, it's the album version, so it's a little bit longer. But stay tuned shortly as we'll be giving our final reviews. And do you guys still do the marks?
Not as often, because my flatmates, who one of them in particular who will be listening, says,
Which one?
Kyle. Says, I always give 7 out of 10.
Tweet him, Kyle.
Always give 7. That is a lie, because a lot of times things have only deserved under 5s. So, just putting it out there, we're going to do it today, and I might even give it a 7 just to be annoying. Although, I'd say 8.
It's her own show. She can do what she wants. If she wants to give it a 7, she wants to give everything a 7. We call the 7 show.
7!
7. Right, this is the last track. It's called World Pleasure, and you're listening to Peace with their album Happy People.
Consciousness, I'm capable, but it's not my mess. I'm too
It's like I'm not even been playing the singles of this album, and it's just like I don't know. I think everyone has to go now buy the album and just like and go appreciate how quality it is, because you might have heard some of the singles playing embedded in the interview if you were interested enough to listen to my Cambridgeshire voice over and over again droning over this station. I mean,
we're not. No, I'm just
we're
kidding.
Not.
Anyway, everyone listens to you
anyway,
all the time.
It is time to rate. Right, for sure. What are you going to give it? You going to give it a 7?
I might give it a 7.
You might give it a 7. We're going to give a shout out to Kyle.
Even my mum just texted me saying that she likes it. So that's how good it is.
That's how good it is. Right, best
Mama mum, Keys has given
best
her.
Best mum, you need to go buy the album. That's
maybe
what
on vinyl, so then I can have it.
That's hint. What is your final verdict?
I don't really know how to rate it, because I feel like once I listen to it a few more times, I'm going to be obsessed with it. I feel like it's got one of those kind of, what I've heard of it, I know that I'm going to keep listening to them over and over until I've absolutely ruined it for myself, but in a good way, I guess, like I did with the Catfish album. I did that with those. And
I have still yet to be bored of the Catfish album.
I love it. So good. I'm going to give this a 7. I'm going to give it a 7.
Going to give it a 7.
Just
shocker.
This time next week will probably be an 8.
Oh, didn't see it coming.
Maybe an 8 now.
Oh, we're going with the 8.
We haven't played my favourite track, and that's probably an 8 for me.
I know. I was trying to stay away from the singles, like the obvious ones, just because it's supposed to be the album review. But yeah, we might try and find it and play it near the end if we've got time. We've still got to talk about Codeline.
This is the Peace show.
I don't want to talk about Codeline, but we're going to talk about Codeline.
This is my show and put my foot down.
I haven't even listened to the Codeline album. I've got to spontaneously review it at the same time. No, I'm going to I'm going to give it a 9 because
9.
How often do you hear 9 on this show?
A couple of times. I gave Lonely the Brave a 9. Which,
fair enough, it's a really good album.
Izzy did not give it a 9.
What did she
did not like it. That was our first ever show back in the day of September.
No, but I'm going to give it a 9 because it's just a solid album from the beginning to end. If you go by the deluxe album, it's got 18 tracks on there. So, and none of the extra tracks are rubbish either. They're just bonus ones on there. But we've got to move on to the next album now, which is Codeline. What's the album called?
Coming Up for Air. Came out on Monday.
How epic.
It is a Codeline album. That's like all it is. They're touring soon next month. And I think end of this month as well. I'm going to see them actually on my birthday. They're in Leeds, the 15th March on a Sunday. So if they want to say happy birthday to me, that'll be fine. But it is a Codeline album. That is pretty much all you can say about it. It's emotional. It's Coldplay. It's Westlife. It's not Westlife. That was a horrible comparison. I'm sorry, take that back.
It's Westlife.
It's not. That's what some people have been. I was reading some reviews and people have been harsh. There was a on The Guardian, picking you guys out. One guy gave it a 1 star, and then there was another review that gave it 3 stars, which. Maybe if you combine them, that's 4 stars and I'm all right with that.
Well, I said like I'd never listened to the album before. I have listened to Dabbles and Tasters before coming on because that would be obviously unprepared. I mean, you just didn't ask me to come on the show at the last minute, did you, Beth?
No, not at all.
They had such a hype over the first album that it would be a shame if this is complete rubbish. So let's just kick off with the first track. And what is it called, Beth?
This is Honest, which is a single from their album.
Kid, can you not say what's on your mind? And I see it every day. You hide the truth behind your eyes. Honestly, there's no need for you to hide.
It's Leeds Student Radio.
So that was Codaline, and I'll tell you what, that was the first time I listened to that track in particular the whole way through, and it wasn't as, when I say bad, I mean, if anyone's only just tuned in, you would have just missed me kind of dreading listening to this album, and it's because I think it's just because I've heard things about it, and the few bits that I'd listened to beforehand were just a little bit naff, and That was better than I thought. You were right though with the soft. Probably not right with the Westlife.
No, I don't know why I said that. But yeah, obviously everyone's saying, "Oh, it's so emotional. It's so like cliche lyrics." Which some of it is. Some of it did surprise me. There's a track called, I think it's called The One, and it's so like, obviously it's like you're the one for me kind of vibe, and it's a bit like, well, you need to calm down a bit, yeah. Because the first album, they did so well. Like the lyrics. Like, it was well written, not just cringe, we don't want to hear that kind of. This album's gone a bit in that direction, but it is their second album, so we can let them off.
Well, before I judge it anymore, should we give another track a go?
Yes.
And what is the name of this one?
This is Human Again by Codaline.
Okay, let's give it a listen. You are listening to Codeline at the moment. So you kind of said this was, from what you listened to, the better bunch.
Yes.
It's probably why I'm not actually disliking it as much as I thought I would then. You said you weren't sure if this next track was like part of the bad bunch. I mean, you're gonna listen to it again in a second. If anyone's got any opinions about the Codeline album, please tweet us in at This Is LSR. That is correct, isn't it?
That's correct.
Oh, I got that wrong. and let us know what you think. I mean, Carl, if you're still listening, we always love to hear from Carl.
We love Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle.
Hi, my mom.
Hi. is that the only two people we've got listening? Carl and your mum.
No, my boyfriend Sam's listening. Hi, Sam. That is probably it.
If anybody else in the LSR radio room is listening, they can wave through the window right now.
Mo, give us a wave.
There he is.
Yeah.
There he is. Mo's going to come and join us in a minute and talk about Mark Ronson's album. I think we're just going to play the last track now, and then we're going to get a proper roundup, because I'm not quite sure what to think of this anymore. I mean, you said it got really bad reviews.
Yes.
From who? Q?
Guardian. But pretty much everyone's given it like negative. But I understand it's not their best stuff, but it's very up and down album. It's a bit weirdly put together, but I think you just got to take some of them as just individual songs.
Right, so we'll play the last track that we've got from the selection, which is called Moving On, and then stay tuned as we'll be reviewing it, giving it probably a 7
out of 10. I'm gonna give it an 8 now.
No.
It probably is a 7.
Then we'll be on to Mark Ronson. So yeah, this is Codeline with Moving On.
I met you on the corner of the street. I smiled before I even heard you speak. I can accept we're growing older, but I guess that's just the way it has to be. I wondered how you still remembered me. I heard you settled down and that you married happily. Oh, do you remember when I told you that I loved you to the bottom of the sea? Yeah, I know it's over, but I guess that's just the way it has to be. Sometime in the future, maybe we can get together. Maybe share a drink and talk a while. And reminisce about the days when we were still together. Maybe someday further down the line. And I will meet you there. Sometime in the future we can share. All the time apart has done you well. But hey, I wish you all the best, and maybe someday we might even meet again. Yeah, sometime in the future, maybe we can get together. Maybe share a drink and talk. Someday further down the line, and I will meet. keep on moving on. I'll keep on moving on.
I was expecting like a round of applause at the end of that album track. Happy Valentine's Week, Christ. Right, I don't know what to think anymore. That was so depressing.
That was great. It's still a good song.
It was.
It's just a bit, with the mood lighting we've got going on here as well, it kind of makes you want to go to sleep a little bit.
We've got Mo in the studio now. Mo, you've just joined in for the last album, but what did you think of that last track?
You know what? For all the music that I listen to, all that heavy house, you know, you're just out and like, no, I don't take any ket before anyone asks. I don't drink either. I am a sober being. It's just nice sometimes just to like listen to that, like, you know, sort of mid-afternoon, early eve, just like let it sink in and just, whoa. I mean, you can tell I'm not made for the album review show, clearly, because I'm too like, oof.
Just whoa. Sound effects.
Yeah.
That's right. All we're going to get.
Onomatopoeic.
Okay. We better roll on and review this. So, Beth, you going to give it a 7?
I'm going to give it a... yeah, 7.
She's giving it a 7.
7! I'm going to give everything a 7. Not Mark Ronson, that's a lie.
Beth, 7 keys.
Beth,
that's
yeah.
That's not the worst.
Just call me 7.
That's not the
worst. Beth. Just call me 7. I don't have a cool nickname.
I'm going to give it a 5.
Whoa.
It's all right. Like, the first two tracks were actually quite decent. Like, they were all right. But that last one, it's not because I don't dislike soft music. I just particularly thought for like a ballady track, yeah. it was a bit pooey. Like, it just didn't really stand out, and it was kind of a bit wet. But fine. Then again, perfect for Valentine's week.
So if you're sad on Saturday, no, guys, no, give it no. Just, give
yeah,
it
by the
hold on, no, hold on. You know what? No, it's not perfect for Valentine's. You know why? Because Valentine's, every year I get there and, like, unfortunately, I've not found the one.
Apart
from Adam.
Yeah.
Hey. You and me could do something this Saturday.
Hey there.
Actually, I'm playing
a, I feel so... I'm going to leave.
I'm actually playing a gig in Leicester, so...
I like rock stars.
There we go. I like Mo.
But like, as in,
this is the most uncomfortable.
If I was listening to it, like on Valentine's Day, realistically, I wouldn't be like, oh, I just sort of be like, well, this is typical. So on that basis, if I'm basing it on a Valentine's song, it's getting a 5 from me as well. If I'm basing it on a normal song, then it is a 7.
Yeah, so. It's a 7.
Me.
To be fair, I think I need to listen to the album more. It only came out 2 days ago.
I'm never going to host this show again.
It's pushing a 7.
Fair enough. Okay, it's time for the debatable one. We've only got 3 tracks from the album. We couldn't play. I really wanted to play the one featuring Mystical, which was Feel Right, but it's got a lot of swearing in it. Apologise for any swearing so far on the show, which is not from me. It's from Peace at the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, Peace, you bunch of
mucks. There we go.
Head of production, everyone.
There we go. Yeah.
That is all the head sound effects. It's all Mo.
Do that again. Beautiful. Right, this track is called Leaving Los Feliz, I want to call it. I want to say Feliz, Feliz.
Feliz. Leaving Los Feliz, which doesn't really, you know, graphically speaking, doesn't really mean anything.
It doesn't really mean anything. Mm. And it features Kevin Parker from Tame Impala, so give it a listen and see what you think. This is from Mark Ronson's album, Uptown Special, which came out a month ago, but we're reviewing it because we had a winter break. listening to the Mark Ronson album, and we're going to play a little bit more and talk about it over this next track, which features Stevie Wonder and the lead guy from Mike Snow. What are you thinking so far, Beth?
Pretty average kind of track. You hear it. I'm going to be that person. You hear that kind of stuff everywhere.
I just love Tame Impala so much that track was just so good. It's all right, okay. I'll be honest, it's not like, it isn't full on Tame Impala, that album was coming out. So can I come back, if you're still doing the show, whenever that album comes out this year for the Tame Impala, I'll come on and happily sit through and review that one.
Why not?
So we're going to quickly review, I mean, anyone listening is not really going to get a taste. You can listen to the beautiful music in the background at the moment.
That's better.
It's classic Stevie. You can definitely just imagine him there just like, yeah, rocking it. It's debatable because obviously you've got tracks like Uptown Funk in it, which if you haven't heard, then you must be deaf. Really just like locked yourself in a room for last God knows how long, because it's just been played everywhere.
It's reached its frustration point with most people now. But we're still going to play it because
I've given away the game now. Beth wants to play it, so we're going to play it at the end, even though it's been played a million, trillion, gazillion times.
But you can all sing along, and that's what everyone wants from a track.
If you're not dancing in the studio throughout the track, then you've completely wasted a slot.
I love this one in the background.
Right, so basically, just as a... if you want to go and listen to it, then please go listen to it on Spotify and give your own opinion on this album. Because it is controversial. Some of it's good, some of it's rubbish. It's groovy. It's probably a better background album, to be fair, if I'm really honest, thinking about it. But Beth, you just... What sort of rating are you going to give it?
Probably around a 4 or 5 from what I've heard. Sorry. Is that harsh?
No, I mean, I'm not saying it's amazing. I mean, I much prefer the Peace album that we were listening to earlier. I was going to give it along the lines of a 6 because unfortunately it does seem like Mark Ronson just one day went, I really need some more money. I just ring up Bruno Mars and got Stevie.
Got them contacts.
And kind of just whipped out of his pocket, just kind of produced it because he hadn't really been around for a few years. So it has a little bit of fakeness behind it, but at the same time, done its job. He's a bit of a genius to be able to release something so catchy as Uptown Funk. The production's solid. I'll give it that. Yeah, production.
Woo.
Woo.
No,
right.
It's all right.
We are unfortunately going to leave you with Uptown Funk, but...
You are welcome.
But thank you so much for listening. If you've been listening for the last hour, we've got some great shows coming up tonight on Lead Student Radio. So please stick around and listen to them.
We'll be back next
week.
Izzy
will be back. You don't have to listen to me. I said it on my show the other night. You don't have to listen to the guy who sounds like he owns a pony from Cambridge. Like,
do you own a pony?
No.
Oh.
But I sound like I do.
He does.
I was about to attempt some sort of terrible accent there. All right, screw it. Right, thank you so much. And
thanks,
we'll see you this time next week at 6 o'clock.
Uptown Funk.
Uptown Funk. Here we go.
Them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Stylin', wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman, I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man, I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am, I'm too hot. And my band bought that money, break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girl, sent you hallelujah. Girl, sent you hallelujah.